This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Lisa Melton. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is set to tell senators at her confirmation hearing starting Monday that courts should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and to Congress. The 48-year-old conservative, President Donald Trump's third nominee to the 9-member court, is facing 4 days of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. The Republican-controlled Senate, over vocal opposition from Democrats, is pushing to confirm her lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court by the end of November, by the end of October, just days before the presidential election. Republicans say they have the votes to confirm Barrett. If so, it would be one of the shortest approval processes on record and the closest ever to a presidential election. Democrats oppose Barrett's nomination to the court for several reasons, including the future of Obama-era health care reform and legal abortion. More than a week after testing positive for the coronavirus, U.S. President Donald Trump described himself Sunday as being in very good shape and said he was no longer taking any medication. He was speaking in a telephone interview on Fox News Channel on Sunday. He said, "I beat this crazy, horrible China virus. It seems like I'm immune." Trump said he had a, quote, protective glow after being treated with several medications during a 4-day hospital stay and after returning to the White House last week. He did not say and was not asked whether he has definitively tested negative for the virus, which has now killed around 214,600 people in the United States and infected more than 7.7 million Americans. A short time after his interview, Trump said on Twitter he had received a total and complete sign-off from White House doctors yesterday.